Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day. It's been a good day, a good hump day, good Wednesday, huh?
I was going to say, yeah. Hopefully the stimulus checks get passed, the packages get passed.
Yeah, it's at the Senate now. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to pass, but like in my closing remarks, you know, let me say this. I've really been watching this thing, and I just want to say something to people who have good sense. You know, the stimulus package, they tied in the package as a part of relief to include $15 minimum wage. To this day, I haven't heard anyone give me a good reason as to why it's not a good idea to allow the common man to make at minimum $15 an hour. Oh, I know why they're not saying that why it's not a good idea. See, rich people objective is to stay rich and get richer. If they are forced to pay you $15 an hour minimum, it cuts into their profit. That's fast food restaurants. That's grocery stores. That's giant retail places. That's gas stations. That's every outlet, 7-Eleven, Quick Trip, all of it, truck stops. I'm talking all the way down to school job offices, lunchroom ladies, everything. It would cause every single business to cut into their profit. Now, the part they're not telling you is they would get that money back in taxes because it would also increase the taxes. But the Republicans can't allow that to happen because they got to keep selling you the lie year after year that they're trying to raise your taxes. This is a cold trick that they run it. This government, this country that we keep saying, this is not who we are. But it's a large percentage of this country who is exactly that. And now we get into this part of this COVID thing where this vaccine is now out. And now guess what? These governors are talking about they're going to stop these mandatory mandates of masks. Listeners of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, use your common sense and your better judgment. Don't let nobody talk you into being stupid just because they are. Just because a person is an elected official, what has made them all of a sudden the go-to? What has made them the most sensible person? I am stunned at the leadership in this country. I am stunned, first of all, at the ignorance that I see coming from leadership. I am stunned at the hypocrisy that comes from the leadership of this country. And I'm stunned at the cowardice. I've never seen the Republican Party, and I'm talking directly to Republicans right now. If you are sitting up in here and you won't hold Donald Trump accountable for nothing he's done. You've turned a blind eye to the porno stars, the Playboy bunnies, the sexual allegations that he has the best lawyers in the world and he keeps jumping through them hoops. Cuomo get accused of something, he got to go. Every politician that gets accused, everybody got to go except Donald Trump. The cowardice of this party, man, is shameful to me. And then he went to CPAC and sat up there and called out each one of the people in the House and the Senate that voted to impeach him. Said their name at CPAC. Blasted them out. It was written in the teleprompter. He read all these people's names to publicly just brandish these people. Make them like, these are the people who are against me. And you know why he did that? To throw fear into the other ones who might try to jump ship. And Donald Trump has come up with the master game of all master games. I'm going to pretend like I could run again in 2024 to keep my hand and my thumb on the neck of the GOP party. Are y'all kidding me? And so now, all of you who have had the ambition of being president of the United States today, you're going to forego that. Because you're going to let this dude possibly run again. But let me tell you something. He won't win again. He won't win again. And I'm going to tell you why he won't win again. Because we locked and loaded now. We done figured it out. We are a part of the solution. We are a viable voting bloc. And through all your voter oppression and everything that you will come up with over the next 3 years, we're going to be prepared for it. And we're going to vote and we're going to vote and vote. And we're going to register more voters. And we're going to get these people who didn't vote, we're going to get them to the polls. And we're going to turn him back in 2024. And if you try to run against him, you're going to be a coward and you're going to be scared. Trust in your God, trust in your gut, and do the right thing. Y'all stay safe out here. Wear these masks, wash your hands. This thing ain't over. This thing ain't over, y'all. Y'all be careful. See y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.